So let's review. Our shir began at the bottom of the previous amud with the halacha of Kriyishma Sha'alamita. Omri Bishu ben Levi, Afal Pisha Kar Odom Kriyishma Bebesa Knesses, Mitzah Lekreisa Bayoim. Even though one said Kriyishma in Shul, it is still a mitzah to repeat it before going to bed. We learn this from the pasuk, Rigzu Va'al Techto, Imru Vavavchem Amashkavchem Vedoim Musela. As Rashi explains, Rigzu Va'al Techto, be fearful and don't sin. Imru vilvavchem, say Krishma, where we find the term al levavecha, al mishkavchem, before you lie down in your beds, v'doy musela, and then be silent, which alludes to going to sleep. The Gemara then introduces another teaching which is also based in this pasuk. Amar b'levi barchama, amar b'shim melakish, lo'oilom yargiz odem yetzotayv al yetzahara. One should always engage his good inclination to help him fight with his evil inclination in order not to sin. This is what is meant by the words Rigzdu v'al techto. If that doesn't work, Imru v'avchem, which alludes to Yasik b'Torah. He should learn Torah that will penetrate his heart and mind. If that is not sufficient, Al mishkavchem, alludes to Yikru Kriyishma. He should say Kriyishma in which it says Uvishachbacha. If that too is insufficient, V'doy Musala, alludes to Yasku lo yom hamisa. He should remind himself of the day of death, the day of complete silence, when he will have to give a din v'cheshben, a reckoning before the heavenly court. And that will surely help him overcome the Yetzirah and keep him from sinning. Another fundamental teaching from the same Amora, Amram Levi Bar Chama, Amram Shib Malakish, Ve'et n'alacha es luchoy se'evin v'hatayra v'hamitzvah asher kesavti l'hayroisa. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, come up to me on the mountain and stay there ve'et n'alacha, and I will give you es luchoy se'evin, the tablets of stone, elu aseres hadibris. This refers to the Ten Commandments. V'hatayra, zemikra. This refers to the Chamisha Chumshe Torah, which we read. V'hamitzvah, zu Mishnah. This refers to the Mishnah. Asher Kesavti, which I have written. Elu Nevi'im Uksuvim. This refers to the prophets and the writings. And L'hayroisam, to teach them Zegemara, from which we render halachic decisions. Melamit Shekulam Nitnu Misinai. This pasuk teaches us that the above-mentioned parts of the Torah were all given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. The Gemara now discusses numerous positive effects when someone says Kriyishma Alamita. Amar Yitzchak, kol akir Kriyishma Alamita, one who reads Kriyishma before going to bed, ki iluch oichis cherv shel shtei fiyos, is as if he holds a double-edged sword in his hand for protection from the Yetzahara and from the Mazikim, the demons. Or, Mazikin bedeil hemenu, the demons stay away from him. Reb Shimon ben Lakish adds, Yisurin b'deil hemenu. One who engages in the study of Torah, suffering or afflictions keep away from him. To which Reb Yochanan remarked, but this can be learned from Pasuk Chumash, which even young children know. As it says, V'yayimim shemaya tishma l'koyel Hashem l'kecha, v'hayasha b'einav tasa, v'hazanta l'mitzvaysa v'shemata kachukov, kol amachla shesanta v'mitzrayim lo yosem alecha k'ani Hashem refecha. Hashem promises that if we follow the path of the Torah, he will protect us from all ills. However, says Rabbi Yechanan, if one who has the opportunity to learn Torah and refrains from doing so, will suffer terribly, as it says, Ne'alamti dumiya hechsheis mitoiv ucheivi necher. Hechsheis mitoiv, if one is silent from toiv, the good, which refers to the Torah, ucheivi necher, will suffer terrible pain. The word toiv refers to the Torah, as it says, Ki lekech toiv nastati lechem toirasi al tazayvu. Behold, I have given you a good acquisition, do not forsake my Torah. The Gemara then goes on to offer another interpretation of this pasuk. Amar Reb Zeira ve'itim Reb Chanina bar Papa, Boi re'ei sh'loi k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. Come and see how different Hashem is from man. Unlike human beings who are sad if they are forced to sell or give away something dear to them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the other hand, was happy when he gave us his cherished Torah as a gift. The Gemara continues discussing the relationship of Torah and Yisurin. Amar Rava v'yitim Rav Chizda, Emraya Adam shi Yisurin boim alav, yifash vish v'maisa. If a person sees that suffering is befalling him, he should examine his actions. Perhaps his sins are the cause of his suffering. If he does not find any specific sin, yitla b'bitl Torah, he should attribute it to inadequate study of Torah, as it says, Ashri hageve asher te'asrenu ka, u'mitiras chaslam denu. Tala v'loi matzah, if he did not find himself deficient in Torah study, b'yidura she'isurim shalahavahein, then it must be afflictions of love, as the pasuk says, ki es asher oyev Hashem yichiach, for Hashem rebukes the one he loves. However, the Gemara qualifies that Yisurim Shalahava are brought upon someone only if they will accept it be a Hava. Another opinion is that only if they don't cause Bittul Torah or Bittul Tefillah. The other opinion is, even in that case, they are still considered Yisurim Shalahava. The Gemara now interprets the above-mentioned pasuk as follows. This concept, Asher HaGever Asher Teresrenu Ka U'mitiras Kislamdenu, can be learned from the Torah from two sources. One, a Kal V'chaim HaMeshen V'ayin. If the master injures the tooth, the eye, or another limb of his Eved Kanani, the slave goes free. Yisurim which pain the entire person, of course it frees him from his sins. And two, Gzera Shava. The Torah uses the word bris in regard to salt and in regard to Yisurim. This teaches us that just as salt removes the blood from the meat and makes it fit to eat or for the mizbeach, so to Yisurim cleanse the person from his sins and impurities. The Gemara presents another teaching that was learned out from the pasuk of Asher HaGever, Asher Teresrenu Ka, U'mitiras Chislamdenu. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer Sholosh Matanos Tovos Nasna Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says that three gifts Hashem gave us Yidden, V'chulon Leinidin Elal Deisurin, and He gave them all only through suffering. Elohein, and they are Torah, Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, V'olam Haba, and the world to come. And he says that Torah he learned out from the above pasuk of Asher HaGever Asher Teresrenu Ka U'mitiras Chislamdenu. The Gemara then continues discussing the idea of Yisurim suffering. What purpose do they have, and when are they considered Yisurim Shalahava? Such as when one who suffers from the loss of a child, parents that are childless, one suffering from the goyim, which is generally understood as a form of leprosy in public or private. The Gemara also relates how Rabbi Yochanan, who clearly suffered greatly after having lost 10 sons, would carry around a tiny fragment of bone from his last child and go around trying to console others. The Gemara then adds a few incidents where sages were afflicted with suffering and that their reaction to them was to say, Loi hein v'loi scharen, that even though they were aware of the potential rewards gained through their suffering, they still preferred to not have to suffer at all. In the third case cited in the Gemara, where the suffering was of a financial nature, Rav Huna tukfu le'arba me'adani d'chamra, 400 barrels of wine belonging to Rav Huna became sour. The Rabbanan convinced Rav Huna to accept the fact that Hashem does not cause someone to suffer without reason and urged him to look deeper into his actions. After Rav Huna accepted responsibility and agreed to change his ways, the Gemara tells us that within a very short time after, his financial situation was completely reversed. Our daf ends with two statements from Abba Ben Yamin. The first one deals with our earlier topic of Kriya Shema Alamita. Tanya, Abba Ben Yamin Oimer al Shnei Devarim Hayisim Itzdar Kol Yomai. Over two things that took great pains. One, to ensure that al tfilasi shtei lefnei mitasi, that I would daven close to the time that I awoke from bed. And two, al mitasi shtei bein safan ledarim, that my bed be positioned between safan and darim and not between mizrach and ma'ariv. In a second unrelated statement, Abba Ben Yamin says, shnayim shenichnesu lispal, two friends that daven together, v'kodem echad mehem lispal, and one finished before the other, and did not wait for his friend to finish, and left by himself, his prayer is tossed aside in front of him. However, if he waits for his friend, then he merits many wonderful brachas, as the Gemara explained.